Welcome to chapter 107 of Chronicles of a Milky Man. Guys, this week, the royals have been in town. Alright, I've literally been in royal company. Oh, Luke, did you meet Harry and Meghan? No. But I was near where they were the next morning one night. One night I did a gig in Fitzroy on Smith Street. Then the next day I'm watching the news and Harry and Megs are rolling down Smith Street. And I went, that's where I parked. Nah, look, it wasn't that close. I think I was a couple of streets away. But, you know, the point is, I'm pretty much famous now, guys. So we did it. That was never the goal, but I'm happy to take it. You know, I would prefer to be known as Luke Kidgel, comedian. But if it's Luke Kidgel, royal accomplice, I'll take it. All right, at this point, I'm going to take what I can get. I'll take anything. I'll take, like, Luke Kidgel, royal. He watched the news that night about the royals. And, dude, if someone's talking about it, there's no such thing as bad press. But, yeah, I was in the proximity of where the royals were. So, I guess take that as you will, you know what I mean? I'll be doing autographs and photos at another time. You know, we'll do a royal meet and greet. You guys can ask me, Luke, how was it being in the vicinity of where they are going to be? And I'll be like, wow, I mean, it was truly something. But what am I talking about? Yeah, so the royals came to Melbourne. And my first question is, there's an awful lot of chat about it for how much I thought people gave a shit about it. But apparently I was wrong. And I have covered this on the podcast before about why I disagree with all the royal hype. The royals are like the Kardashians. Like, one day you woke up and then you were like, oh, someone told you, like, oh, by the way, these people are famous. You should care about them. And you're like, why? They don't do anything. And you're like, oh no, they have rich parents. Ah, cool. And one of them made a sex tape. Really? Which one? Harry. That time when he stripped in Vegas and it got out in the net. I'm pretty sure that happened. But, you know, don't quote me on it. I'm going to say allegedly, because I don't know if that's treason or not. I think, yeah, like, Harry's a legend. Like, it was, you know what? I think the reason why people cared is because Meghan Markle is actually famous, because she's like an actress. And then Harry's just like a sick dog. Harry's just like the cool brother. And I don't know, like, I don't really necessarily care about the royals, but I also think they're, like, great people. Like, I actually think, like, Will and Harry and stuff, like, they seem like really good people. They give to a lot of charities and stuff. So I say good on them. But what amuses me is just, like, how many people follow them around. So when they were in Melbourne, there were people who, like, took 3 days off work to literally follow them around the city and just watch them, like, shake hands with people at South Melbourne Beach, do a quick charity thing. They went on a tram. That was funny. They announced it 2 days before. Like, it was full headline news. Like, turn on the 6 o'clock news and Peter Hitchener, number one story is, like, Harry and Meghan Markle. Actually, that's not what he talks like. He's a bit manlier. Harry and Meghan Markle. Now, look, I'm not very good at doing my Peter Hitchener impression. But anyway, he goes, Harry and Meghan Markle have announced that they're going to be catching a train for 5 minutes to South Melbourne Beach. And everyone's going, like, it cuts to interviews on the street, and these people are like, oh my God, they're just so down to earth. Like, they're catching a tram, they're catching public transport. If you have to announce that you're catching a tram, you're not down to earth. All right? That's like me going, guys, just public service announcement, just going to put in some toast. Oh my God, Luke is so down to earth. Like, he just, like, he like makes toast. Yeah, well, you know, it's almost like they're a human being. Or catching a tram. I catch trams all the time. Never see my credit. But Luke, you're not a royal. No, but I'm a royal accomplice, all right? Because I was there when they were the next day. I was there, I was still where they stood almost the night before. So, maybe I should be in the $5 note. I'll let Australia decide. I'll be honest, I don't like my chances. But yeah, it was a very interesting week because I kept on, like, driving into the city and, like, roads will be blocked off. And to be honest, it was just a massive inconvenience. I was just like, fuck off back to England, all right? Because I'm trying to get to work and I'm not a very punctual guy as it is. I'm always cutting it fine. So when I have a royal hold up, it completely throws out my day. So I don't know. I'm in two minds about it. On one thing, I think Harry and Meghan seem like great people, but they're kind of like the people that I just want to see down at the pub one day. You know what I mean? I just want to be like, you know, cheers, Harry. You know, like they just seem like a really, really nice people. I wouldn't want to be with them with all the cameras and all their, you know, because I'm not about that lifestyle, you know. I've had my time in the spotlight, you know, being a royal accomplice and all this week. And I've got to say, it's not for me. So yeah, the Royals are in Melbourne. That was probably the biggest thing to happen, not to me this week. I have way better shit happen than that. But to a lot of people, that was like the biggest thing that happened all week. People rocked up with their royal t-shirts, you know, taking photos. All they do is like pat babies and like shake people's hand. It must be really boring being a royal. It would actually like be a shitty profession. I wonder if the pay is good. Like, it'd want to be good. If I had to wake up every day and just like pretend to give a shit about some stranger's baby, I'd want to be getting paid at least 300-400k a year for that. Because I'd rather just like put my headphones in and be a janitor or some shit. Like, I'd rather scrub a toilet than have to pretend to give a fuck about your child, alright, that I've never met. Because that's all they really do. They have to just shake people's hands and like smile all day. No one wakes up happy every day, but they have to. So I'd want to be get paid real, real solid cashola. I'd want to go back to the buddy palace every day and be like, write me up the fattest check because I'm sick of smiling at bloody infants. You know, some miners get danger money. You know, some roof workers get danger money. Oh, they might die, so we'll pay you a bit more. I know tree loppers do. What are they called? Arborists. And if I was a royal, I'd want infant money, alright? Because I don't even pretend to give a shit about people I know's babies. It's pretty cold, but I don't care. Why is that in society that you're supposed to be like, oh my god, like congratulations, you've had a baby. So what? There's 7 billion people in the world. How the fuck do you think everyone else got here? Oh, congratulations, you had sex once. That's essentially what you're saying. Congratulations, you got a root. So what? You can literally pay for it. Alright? I'm not saying you... you know what? I don't think anyone would congratulate a prostitute if it was with a client. Like, that's... that. Yeah, no one would probably congratulate that. But like, I don't know. Society, it's just... you know what I mean? You don't own me. I hated that. But yeah, I just don't want to give a shit about your baby. So, I don't know. If anyone decides one day that they're going to bring their baby to my show, then I'm sorry. I'm going to be like, oh, cool. Why is it here? Go home. Feed it. I don't know. What do you do with baby? Put it in front of the telly. Make it watch Peppa Pig. I don't know what you do with that thing. Like, I get why people care about your immediate family members' babies, because you're like, oh my god, that's like, I'm related to that thing. And you're like, cool, I'm gonna like it, because that's just what you're wired to do. But stranger's baby, get out of here, alright? Take that pram elsewhere, son. I'll fucking roll it away for you. I mean, as long as it's supervised. I'm not an animal, but I'm just saying, like, roll on out. Man, I'm gonna be like, I feel like that song, They See Me Rolling, The Hayden, was me every time I see a pram. I'm just like, I see him rolling. I'm Hayden. What else has been going on? So yeah, the Royals came to Melbourne. But my week was way better than that. Like, all these people frothing this whole Royal thing. Dude, my week was so good. I am a visionary. Now, I know last week I told a story about me looking for a shortbread for half an hour that ended up just being on the plate the whole time. But hear me out. I think I'm back. I'm back, baby, and I think I'm a visionary. Saturday night, a situation arose. It was about after 2 a.m. And usually people say nothing good happens after 2 a.m. Well, check this shit out. I resolved a bad situation after about 8 to 10 beers. So, you tell me if I'm a visionary, alright? Here's what went down. We're at a place, we're celebrating, one of my mates just put on this musical, right? We're going out afterwards, all having a great time. I noticed a few people have left the group, we're on the dance floor, and I was like, oh, I wonder where a few people went. I gave someone a call, turns out they're outside, someone got a little bit too drunk. One of our other mates, he's on the ground in an alley. He went out with one of our other friends, and she accidentally dropped his phone down a grate. Like, in a, so he's like sitting in a gutter and like down like some sewage grate or just some like, it was like a water drain, right? And it's got like a grate thing so the phone can slip down, but you can't get your hand down to get the grate. And I would say the phone is about just under a meter below the ground, right? So we can all see it in the grate when we're like shining our phone torches down, and we're like, shit, there's a phone down here sitting in water. But lucky it was like an iPhone 10 or whatever the new ones are that can like, that are supposed to be water resistant, right? So this is where the visionary comes in. There's a lot of panic. I came out, I think the phone had been there for about 5 to 10 minutes when I came out, and I was like, I just snapped into gear all of a sudden. I was just like, you've got the right man for the job, okay? I feel like, I've never felt more creatively fulfilled after this decision, right? So there's a lot of chat going like, oh, we should call the council. You know, they've got those things where they can get the grates out. But I was like, man, it's 2:30 a.m. I don't know. It was probably 2:30. It was very late, right? So I was like, all right, it's 2:30 a.m. Do you really think someone's going to come out to this alley at 2:30 a.m. just to get this guy's phone out? No way. So I was like, nah, we need to come up with our own solution. So my other mate, Tyler, he already ran off. He tried finding a stick, right? He was like, oh, we'll try and jam a stick in the grate so we can lever up the phone and get it out of the water. So at least it's resting up against the wall, and hopefully it doesn't rain and the phone can still be salvaged. Now, what does your boy Luke suggest? I start thinking, you know what I mean? The gears, the cogs start turning, all right? I get a little bit of creative energy, and I'm thinking, we need an adhesive. We need something that sticks. Now, I'll admit, I'm not proud of my first thought. I was like, we need blue tack. Bad thought, okay? It was wet down in the drain. We all know blue tack doesn't stick, all right? The phone's probably heavier. I was thinking, get blue tack, jam it on the end of Tyler's stick, and then we jam it down and we try and lift up the phone. No, bad call. So then I start going, super glue. And everyone, by this time there's about 10 to 15 people crowding around this grate. We're all trying to figure out how to get it out. And I'm like, let's put super glue on the end of a stick. And everyone's like, you're an idiot. That's not going to work. There's no way the super glue will hold to the phone. And I went, are you guys dumb? Have you ever got super glue on your hands? Have you ever got your hands stuck together with super glue? It's a nightmare. All right? It's like, call off whatever you're doing for the next 72 hours because your hands are still going to be stuck. All right? You can't get that shit off. It's super glue. And it was 2:30 a.m. We're near Chapel Street in Paran, right? In Melbourne. And I'm thinking, okay, there's no... So we start looking up supermarkets, right? I had one friend of mine who believed in this idea out of 15, my mate Dean. He was the only one who's like, I reckon Luke's got a point. I reckon it could work. I was like, thank you, Dean. So we started looking up supermarkets in the immediate area. And I was like, okay, cool. Let's get it done. We go to the nearest Coles. It's closed. It's 2:30 a.m. Of course it's closed. So we're looking up 24-hour places. We're pretty drunk, so we're like, I wonder if Bunnings is open. Fuck, let's go to Mitre 10 at 2:30 a.m. Right? But then I was like, so I started thinking outside of the box. I was like, where else might have any type of sticky substance? Alright, and I know, okay, don't go there, alright? Your mind's in the gutter. If you're thinking we jizzed on the stick, that's not what happened, right? It wouldn't be sticky enough. Believe it or not, by this time, it was nearing 3 a.m. and we were getting desperate. And the thought of a cum on a stick did get brought up at one point. Not by me, but I did second the idea. I'm not proud of it, okay? But we were running out of ideas and I wanted to go home. But we couldn't leave without this phone getting out of the sewer, right? And by this time, someone had called the council, had managed to get on to the council, and it said there was a guy coming out in the next 45 minutes. And this was already like 3 a.m, so we're like, okay, great. We're not waiting 45 minutes for some bloke from the council to come out and get this phone. All right, we can nail this. This is easy problem solving. So I'm still looking for super glue. Had a brainwave. 7-Eleven. Now, I will admit, I was going there to get a donut because I was hungry. But when I was getting my donut behind the counter, there was a whole section that went that had sticky tape, blue tack, and super glue. And I was with a couple of mates. I was with Tyler and Dean, the two guys previously mentioned in the story. And I was like, oh, can we get the super glue as well? And then Tyler's panicking at this point. He goes, no, we'll take all three. I'm like, man, if you honestly think blue tack's going to get this phone out of this fucking grate, you don't know blue tack, man. It's not a poster, it's a phone. Right? It's not going to hold. So, anyway, we still got the stick in the alley. They jam on. Now, this is where the argument started. Okay, no, I'll explain the story, and then you tell me if I saved the day or if my friend Tyler saved the day. And I want you guys to know full well that the super glue on the stick was my idea. We get to the alley, Tyler found the stick. I've got the super glue. Tyler then puts the super glue on the end of the stick, jams it down. I was like, hold that for like 15, 20 seconds. And then you guys might have seen on my Instagram story from Saturday night, the moment that the phone was pulled out of the grate. It was legendary. By this time, there was about 20 people crowding around the grate. Not even our friends, like strangers wanting to see if this phone is going to come out of this grate, right? And sure enough, I'm filming it, right? I'm documenting it, but it's been my idea. I'm the visionary, right? I'm the mastermind behind this whole thing. If it wasn't for me, we'd still be on jizz. We'd still be like trying to have what we just, if it wasn't for me, someone would be trying to jack off onto a stick right now. All right? So sue me for thinking of super glue over jizz. All right? So at this point I'm thinking, great. The credit's going to be all mine. People are going to be like, "Luke is the savior. Huzzah." Congratulations. Because Tyler's the one maneuvering the stick, and then he was the one who grabbed it out, all of a sudden, the phone comes out, everyone goes nuts. It's like bloody Gryffindor have won the World Cup, or like, you know what I mean, some shit. It's like the Quidditch World Cup, not soccer. But like, I was like, it's nuts, right? Imagine pandemonium, right? It was absolutely nuts. Like, I felt like I was at a Panic at the Disco concert. I was just having the time of my life. And then I'm expecting all this praise to just start flooding in, going like, "Luke, you're a genius. I'm sorry we all doubted you. Of course super glue was going to work. Oh my God. Are you a royal accomplice? Wow, can I have your signature?" Like, stuff like that, just from all my friends. And then all of a sudden, everyone's like, "Fuck, Tyler, man, you saved the day. Good on you, Tyler. Oh man, Tyler, what would we do without you? Bailey's going to be so happy that he got his phone back." I'm standing there, like, in shock, going like, are these people serious? I'm the one who spotted the super glue at 7-Eleven. Yeah, I was going there for a donut, but I was also kind of on the hunt for super glue. You know what I mean? I'd tried 3 supermarkets by this point. Little bit of credit directed back at me. Am I in the wrong here for thinking, am I being ridiculous? I don't know. You guys tell me during the week. All right. Steve Jobs doesn't build the fucking iPhone. He outsources it to China. But he's still the mastermind behind the company. All right. I'm the visionary. I'm the guy in the boardroom making decisions. I'm going, we need super glue. We need a stick. Let's get this done. Tyler's a sweatshop worker. He's just gone and it's all me, man. And then he's just gone and taken all the glory. You know? The little 10-year-old kid who makes your iPhone shouldn't get any glory. Alright? Yeah, his fingers are bleeding. Alright? Oh, he doesn't get paid enough. Or at all. Focus that credit onto Steve Jobs, okay? That kid didn't think to put a bloody reminder app on the phone. That was all Steve. Alright? Oh, we're going to put 1,000 songs into something that fits in your pockets. Boom, visionary. Oh, we're going to put super glue in the end of a stick to retrieve an iPhone down a grate. Boom, visionary. I'm the Steve Jobs of retrieving iPhones. And no credit was brought to me. None. Still, I don't think I've gotten nothing but a mere thank you. And I'm fucking ropeable, if you can't tell. It's bullshit, man. Whatever. I don't want it. You know what? Now I don't want the credit. Because I'll forever know that I helped in that situation. And that's enough for me. Fuck, I wish that was enough for me. It's not. I want credit so bad. Everyone wants credit. That's the only reason why most of us do nice shit. Isn't it? Be real with yourself. Would you be half the nice person that you are if you didn't get any credit for it? Yeah, of course I would be, Luke. You're just going to do things because... No, shut up. All right? Holding doors open for people so they go, thank you. Letting people cut in front of you in line so they go, oh, thanks, mate. Hey, mate, do you want a drink? That was another thing. Hey, man, you want a drink? Yeah, yeah, no worries. I'll grab that for you. Cool. Went and got my mate a drink. I was waiting for him, like, 20 minutes later, come up, like, oh, would you like a drink now? Because you bought me one. Didn't get me one back. I was fucking ropeable. Now I'm a cheapskate and a whiny bitch. But the point is, I want to credit. Okay, you guys tell me if I'm in the wrong. Whatever. Another thing happened on that night out. Alright, this is another thing that just proves that I literally look like every guy ever. It happens all the time. It's a superpower. I'm in this dance floor, right? And it's like those things where I was talking about it a few weeks ago. Like, yeah, I had a few beers, but I wasn't like really drunk, right? I was just like bored, right? So I was like, yeah, this is funny. I was on Snapchat, right? And I was like proving to someone how much of a dog shit app Snapchat is. And the story never got uploaded to Snapchat because I almost got bashed for doing it by a girl. So, but she was huge and I was like, oh, I'm sorry, oh, please don't hit me. And so I was like, oh, okay, let's prove how much Snapchat is by filming some dog shit content. I look around to scan the room immediately. I'm on a dance floor. I was like, what's some dog shit content? 2 meters away from me, there's this couple sucking face. Like, you know those people who just go at it in the middle of a dance floor with no, just with complete disregard for everyone else around them? Like, everyone wants to see their tongue, like, down a stranger's esophagus. Like, everyone's like, oh, fuck yeah. No. Everyone's like, take that shit into the alley, alright? And drop your phone down and great. Just do it like the rest of us, you weirdo. So, you know, there's a couple going at it. They're getting a bit handsy too, right? And it's getting pretty heated. So I was like, oh, this would be a good meme. I'll film the couple making out. And then I'll, like, go cut back to, like, me and my friends. And we'll just be, like, pulling faces or whatever. Look, I hadn't really planned out the snap too much. It's Snapchat. I don't put in much effort. So I started filming this couple, right? But I had flash on and I didn't realize. So all of a sudden, as soon as I hit the record button on Snapchat... on this couple, and I'm like a meter away from them. Actually, probably like less, probably like half a meter away. I took a step forward, got right up to them, and just started fucking filming them in their face. Because I don't give a fuck. I don't know. I don't care anymore, man. Like, what's someone gonna do? Oh, were you filming them? That's exactly what someone did. So I'm filming them. There's a light on, right? And I've probably been filming them for no more than 3 or 4 seconds at this point. And all of a sudden, this girl comes over and just fucking whacks my phone. Like, full whacks my hand. So the Snapchat recording stops. I almost dropped my phone. Lucky there was no grate down below. Or else we would have had to get some super glue on. I would have been fucking ropeable again. And this girl was like, what the fuck are you filming my friend? And I was like, oh, because she's sucking face with a stranger in front of mine. All right? So I'm showing her the same level of disrespect that she's showing me. Right? No. Again, it's not... I'm not saying it's morally correct what I did. I'm just saying it was funny. So I was like... And it was. Like, there was a few of my mates going like, yeah, this is good. Like, this is good content. This is what we want to see the next morning. You know what I mean? And I think you guys would have all liked to see that snap. It would have been a real 6 out of 10, which is amazing quality for Snapchat. If you're hitting above a 4 each time, I'll watch it. And so this girl, she slaps my hand and she's like, "Why the fuck are you filming my friend?" And I was like, "Oh, it was just a good meme. They were like making out, whatever." And I'm trying to explain it to her, and she's like, full hits me, like, just punches me in the shoulder. And I went back, and I'm thinking, "Oh shit, this is going, this is not going well." And I'm like, she's like, "I'm not gonna do anything, right?" So I'm just copping her, right? She's fucking yelling at me, and a couple of my mates come in and like, "Oh no, he was joking, like don't worry, like he's gonna delete it." And I delete it in front of her because like she was gonna fucking sit on me, so I was like, "Oh, I wouldn't want that." So I was like, "No, oh, cool. I'll just cool down. Like I was joking. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have filmed your friend. Have a great night. It was cool. You know what I mean?" And then, but she just kept fucking going, right? And all my mates like, "Dude, you need to leave." So I was like, "Yeah, cool. I'm just gonna fuck off. I had to pee anyway." So I went to the toilet, right? I was like, "Yeah, cool. I'm out of here, son." I left, like, you know, from the situation. And I came back probably no more than 2 minutes later. We're dancing in the same area, right, as this girl who just, like, hit me for filming her friend. And all my mates are like, "What are you doing? Get the fuck out of here. She's going to recognize you." And I was like, "Oh, that's cute. Look around, champ. I'm wearing a fucking black t-shirt and blue jeans. Look at my head. I look like every motherfucker in this joint. She ain't going to remember me." Sure enough, I purposely just like glide past her on the dance floor, make dead eye contact. She looks at me and smiles. 2 minutes ago, she was punching me on a dance floor. She didn't recognize me. Had no idea who I was. I see her 4 more times throughout the night. No clue. She forgot. I have such a forgettable face that you can literally be like, "I want to punch that guy." And then 2 minutes later, you're like, "What guy? I don't know. What was that, a mannequin before? I forget." I'm not kidding. That's how boring I am. She just forgot who I was. It was the best. I love my head. It's so good. It's like I blend in just any scenario. Put me in a bloody shitty bar with craft beers and I look like every guy in that joint. It was amazing. So yeah, it's a superpower, guys. I'm gifted. I'm genetically gifted. People just, you can, like, I could get in a fight with someone and like, they'd be like, "I'm gonna punch you." And then like, by the time they've got their fist back and they throw the punch, they're like, "Wait, where did the guy go?" And I'm just standing there the whole time. They're like, "Oh man, you kind of look like this guy I was about to punch. That's too bad. Anyway, man, what's up?" That's like my life. You can't even stay mad at me because you don't even know what I look like. What else happened this week? That was awesome, dude. I was so happy about that because I was like, I was real close to getting punched in the face. Oh, I don't know. Maybe I need to stop being like that. Like I think it's good to not give a fuck, but you know what I mean? Sometimes it's just not, like, I think I've just hit a whole other level now where I'm like, I'm okay with throwing out a little bit of disrespect. I might need to rein it in a little bit. Nah, look, it was pretty funny. I don't regret it. We'll do it again. I want to talk about this. You guys are the best, okay? If you're listening to this right now, you're part of the best. You're part of the best community, all right? Say what you will about, you know, I don't like using the term fan or fan base or whatever. It's not my preferred term. But say what you will about other fan bases, you know. Justin Bieber's got his Beliebers, you know, and they're like, "Oh my God, we're the best fans." And Justin Bieber's like, "You guys are the best fans." Logan Paul's got his, what are they called? Low Gangsters, or I don't know, the Low Gang. And you know, he's, "Oh, the Low Gang's the best." Nah. And I'll tell you why, Logan, all right? Because I know he listens to my podcast religiously. This is why I have the best, I'm not going to use the term fan, I have the best group of people who support what I do. Here's why. Case closed, no arguments, I've won. This is why you guys are the best. A few guys found out during the week, who follow my videos and stuff, that I can't go to the Smash Mouth concert on November 15th, alright? If you don't know who Smash Mouth are, they're the band that sings All Star. Like somebody once told me that, you're right, everyone, the Shrek song, and they know that I'm a meme lord, And you guys all know that. So they're like, oh, Luke, are we going to see you at the Smash Mouth concert? And you guys know full well, I knew it was at the Croxton in Melbourne. All right, the tickets were $79. I knew everything about this concert. I've looked up the event. I was interested, right? But I was like, nah. Boys, I can't go. I'm busy that night. I'm going away, actually. And they were like, oh, no. Well, Luke, here's what we're going to do. And this was the moment that I realized that I've got the best group of people to support me. He was like, mate, don't worry. We got you. We're going to bring a cardboard cutout of you to the Smash Mouth gig, and my mate is going to dress up as Shrek in your honor. Best group of people who support me. Ain't no one in the Low Gang doing that for Logan, alright? Ain't no Belieber doing that for Biebs. You guys are the best. The best. You know that I would love to be there. These guys knew that I wanted to be at that Smash Mouth gig, alright? You know that I want to hear All Star Live. You know it's probably a lifelong dream of mine, and it's correct. I was really hoping I could go to the concert, but I'm away. So I was like, nah, I can't go, boys. But just the level of immediate, like, don't worry, Luke, we got your back. So they're going to bring a cardboard cutout. Imagine them lining up with a cardboard cutout of me, all right? And so just so I can be there in spirit. What kings? What kings? No other people are doing that. No one's out there doing that. And that's why you guys are the best. I just had to say it. You guys are the best. All right. I often take the platform that I have for granted sometimes, and I never want to. But it was last night when that boy, I forget what his name was. I don't know. I probably should have remembered his name. But anyway, what a ripper. What a legend. So I was like, yeah, man, send me some pics. And, yeah, that's why you guys are the best, all right? And if you're listening to this and you know what I mean, you do that for me, then, hey, you're a king. And if you're listening to this and you wouldn't do that for me, then I don't blame you. I wouldn't do that for anyone either. I had to pay tax this week. It sucked. Tax. Do you know how shit paying tax is? The year before, the first year I started doing comedy, I made so little money that I didn't have to pay tax, right? So I was like, oh, this is great. Like, I don't have to give the government any of my hard-earned dick joke cash. And then, thanks to you guys and being the best at all, I had to pay tax. Like, I had to pay a fair bit of tax, and it sucked. It was so... Do you know, like... Because other jobs, like, what happens, this is kind of boring, but, like, other jobs, when you get paid, they withhold tax during the year. I'm employed by myself for most of it, right? The radio takes, like, a little bit of tax money, which helps. But, like, at the end of the year, most people get a tax return. So, because their company withholds all this money from them, and then they go, oh, you guys can get it all back now at the end of the year. I'm the opposite. I get no money withheld. So, I'm like, oh, my God, look at all this money. And then it gets to tax time, and I'm like, oh my God, buy money, and I have to pay it all to the fucking government. I mean, yeah, I know they make roads and blah, 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 but, you know, I'd rather, buddy, drive through potholes than have to give you, like, literally, like, half, like, it's not half my money. I don't know how much they take. They take too much, though. I was really surprised by how big my tax bill was. I was like, it was really depressing, actually, because I just booked a trip. Which I'll talk about next week. Oh, I can talk about it now. I'm going to America. I'm so stoked. I'm super excited. I'm going to America for like 2 weeks. Literally in like 3 weeks, I think. I just like booked this like last minute spontaneous trip. Joseph Green, my buddy who's been on this podcast before, was going. And I was like, I'm coming. And I just going to America. So I'm going to New York and LA, which is cool. I'm going to like New York for a week and then LA... for like 5 days. We're gonna like see comedy every night. We're just gonna be like comedy nerds. It's gonna be great. We're gonna be like the Comedy Cellar, the comedy store, and whatever. Like, it's gonna be so good. And then I'm gonna go to Disneyland by myself. Because I assume Joseph won't want to come with me. And I'm going to be at the top of Space Mountain, and it's going to be fucking sick. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing in November. I'm super stoked about that. Let me know if you guys have any ideas about, you know, stuff you want me to do in New York and LA, or if you're from New York and LA and you're listening to this and you have any recommendations, let me know. And also, guess who's coming with me? The Tambourine will be making an appearance again. Tambourine goes to New York. It's half the reason why I booked the trip. Literally just to get a photo of me and the Tambourine, like, doing the Statue of Liberty pose in front of it. It's the only reason. And I'm super stoked about going because, like, I'm so bogan that I've only, like, this is, like, it's Memoirs of a White Guy. Like, you guys know me by now. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you guys know that I've never been, like, I've only ever been to places that is a beach. This is the first place I've ever been to that's not a beach. I've been to, like, Thailand, Fiji, Vanuatu, New Caledonia, New Zealand. Like, just all the bogan, the only bogan country I haven't been to is Bali, right? And I was like, this is the first time. I've never been to Europe. I've never been to, like, the US or anything. So I'm super just pumped to rock up to an international airport and get outside and it's not a beach. I'll be like, oh my God, civilization. But also, like, it means the beers are more than a dollar, which sucks. I'm super keen though. I'm really stoked. So I want to say, like, thank you guys so much for supporting me during the year. The reason why I'm going is I'm going to suss out, like, some of the people who get to know a few people who run comedy clubs, blah, blah, blah. Because obviously, long-term, I'd love to be able to go over to the US and do shows and stuff, because there's a lot of you who listen to this who are from there. So this is the first step. I'm just going over to suss it all out and really try and see what could happen. And I'm not, like, going over for any real business-related meeting at all. I just want to, like, go and see what it's like, and also see if I would like to stay there for a bit and do some comedy. So, yeah, and thank you to all you guys for supporting me with, you know, everyone who comes to shows and stuff, and allowing me to do that. I mean, it's not cheap, but we're only going for like 2 weeks or so, but I felt like if there was ever a time to do it, it was now, because next year we might get a radio contract, and who knows? So I thought, fuck it, let's do it. That's what I've been doing lately. I've just been living my best life. All right, and I encourage you all to do the same. I just wake up every day and I'm like, what do I do today? And my mate was like, I'm going to America. I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to America. It's so insane. Like, I was texting my mate, like, because I was like, oh, I'll ask one of my mates if he wants to come. He was at work, right? And I just sent him this text that just goes, where is it? I was just like, hey man, long shot, do you want to go to New York and LA with me in like 3 weeks? And everyone thought, he was like, what the hell, dude? Like, that's crazy. Like, you got to give me more notice than that. No, it's not. 3 weeks to pack. I won't even pack till the morning of. What do you need to do? I mean, yeah, I haven't booked accommodation or anything. Fuck it. Save that for a later date. All right, there's nothing to do. You just book it. All right, people are so like, I've got to get 6 months' notice before I go overseas. Just go, man. What are you waiting for? So yeah, that was a cool thing that I'm doing. I'm super excited about that. So I guess I'll keep you guys updated. I'll be doing a podcast from America somewhere at one point in the next month, which will be cool. And yeah, so. Okay, there's one more thing. All right, I went on news.com this morning. I shouldn't have. All right, I know I need to boycott it because it ruins my day, but I had to do it. I've talked about news.com before on the podcast. You guys will know that what bothers me about news.com, and I would just say Australian news media in general, is how predictable it is. I'll read you guys. We've done this before, and I'm doing it again because it's my favorite thing to do on the podcast. You read news.com headlines, and you ask yourself honestly, was I surprised by that? And 9 times out of 10, nope. You would have seen that shit coming. The first story is AFL star filmed snorting powder. No one's like, oh, AFL players who have a lot of money or in their mid-20s do cocaine? Since when? AFL players who go on boys' trips all the time, off-season, as doing cocaine together? Because there's no carbs? I'm no shit, dude. They're AFL players. That's what they do. They kick a ball and they do coke. I'm not saying all of them do, alright? I'm not saying... it was a joke, alright? But no one's surprised by that. This next one's so good. Officially Australia's hottest couple. And the thumbnail is Chris Hemsworth and his wife. Yeah? Report news, news.com. That isn't news. Oh, Chris Hemsworth and his wife are hot. No shit, he's fucking Thor. Have you seen him wield that hammer? It was the hottest thing I've ever goddamn seen. Alright, I don't need pics of him surfing at the beach to be like, oh man. Is that guy who plays a demigod hot? Dude. How does he have a hot wife? Because he's Thor. Man, it was so funny. anyway, I've read the article, it sucked. But yeah, no one's surprised by that. Oh, here's another one. Oh, there was one good one. Oh, serial manspreader terrorizing trains. I mean, usually you expect that from BuzzFeed, but man, there's been a guy who's reportedly been opening his legs a bit more than usual on a train, and he's been wearing no shoes, and he's been okay. That, you know, that's the real crime there. I read the article and it says wearing no shoes and taking up to 6 seats. An elderly man has become a public enemy number one in Sydney with his bizarre man-spreading trainer antics. Dude, the real crime there is not wearing shoes on the train. Unless you're wearing thongs or sandals. Okay, no, not even... I'm not even going to give you sandals, alright? I almost said sandals then. Because I've got a lisp. I don't actually have a lisp. But anyway, so yeah. I read that. I don't know why I go on this website. All right, and that's all I've read. To be honest, everything else in this website is just bullshit and predictable. But anyway, that's done. Cool. I think that's the end of the podcast, guys. Thank you very much for listening. Send in more questions, by the way. I didn't get any questions this week. So if you have any, if you want any life advice, or if you wanna, yeah, just like if anything's been going on in your world and you need some help with it. And you want to get some juicy goss on the podcast or whatever, you can remain anonymous. Send it through to me and we'll give it a crack next week. Guys, thank you very much for listening. You guys are legends. I'd love it if you told someone about the podcast. And yeah, that's about it. Have a great week, guys.